RAF bases and barges more expensive than hotels to house asylum seekers, says Watchdog. Alternative government plans for housing asylum seekers will actually cost the taxpayer millions more than the hotels they seek to replace, according to a public spending watchdog. As a result, performance reviews have now rated the Home Office as red, meaning its delivery goals appear unachievable. The head of the Audit Office, Gareth Davis, said that while the government had made progress in cutting the numbers of hotels by 60 from the 398 being used before January, it had incurred losses and increased risk by rapidly progressing its plans to establish large sites. He called on the Home Office to reflect on lessons learned and improve coordination with local authorities. However, Labour's Shadow Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, called the conclusions staggering and accused Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of having taken the Tories' chaos and failure in the asylum system to a whole new level. The government made ending the use of hotels for asylum seekers a key pledge in 2022. It claimed using sites like the former RAF Wethersfield base would cut costs despite opposition over the suitability of the sites. Elsewhere in the report, the watchdog accused the Home Office of prioritising awarding contracts quickly and modifying existing contracts over fully competitive tenders, with overly ambitious accommodation timetables, leading to increased procurement risks. They criticised the lack of engagement with local communities before deploying emergency planning rules so the sites could be used. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Meg Hillier, criticised the Home Office for not understanding the challenges it faced in setting up large sites and moved too quickly, incurring losses, increasing risks, and upsetting local communities, and the sites are housing fewer people than planned. She added, "The Home Office must do better when it resets its programme and provide safe and suitable accommodation for asylum seekers at the best value for taxpayers' money." And Labour's Ms Cooper added, "The Prime Minister claimed that 10,000 people would be housed in these major sites to save money on costly hotels. That plan has failed on every level, with only a fraction of that number on those sites and the costs going literally through the roof. Labour will clear the backlog, end asylum hotel use, and set up a new returns and enforcement unit so those with no right to be in the UK are swiftly returned." A Home Office spokesman said, "We have always been clear that the use of asylum hotels is unacceptable, and that's why we acted swiftly to reduce the impact on local communities by moving asylum seekers onto barges and former military sites. While we must provide adequate accommodation for asylum seekers who would otherwise be destitute, thanks to the actions we have taken to maximise use of existing space and our work to cut small boat crossings by a third last year, the cost of hotels will fall, and we are now closing dozens of asylum hotels every month to return them to communities. While the Audit Office's figures include setup costs, it is currently better value for money for the taxpayer to continue with these sites than to use hotels."